Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 301. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track from The Cry, a band from Portland, Oregon. The song is Discotheque, and that's on the band's album Dangerous Game, which came out March of this year. I believe that was self-released, though I think it may have been released on a label in Germany and Japan as well. Just a fantastic record there if you're digging on that power pop and some of that sort of 70s glam vibe that I just love so much. Child of the 70s, I suppose. I'm recording from a Spring Hill Suites in Chesapeake, Virginia today, out on the road. Sorry I missed you last week, but I was just too busy to record. But I've got some good music for you this week, and 8 tracks, so I better keep running here. I'm going to play a track here from the Jazz June. This song is called Shortchanged.
Just
Right? I mean, you gotta like that. We started things off there with the Jazz June with the song Short Change. That is on the band's brand new album, After the Earthquake, just came out November 11th of this year on Top Shelf Records. That Philadelphia band resurrecting after so many years away. One of the, Count Your Waves, whatever. Maybe that second wave emo bands of certainly my college years back with a wonderful new album there. After them, we heard from Mineral with the song 5, 8, and 10. That was originally released on the band's 1995 album, The Power of Feeling, but has been just re-released as a part of a two-CD set called The Complete Collection, which includes both albums that Austin band released, as well as, oh gosh, every song they did on Comps and 7 Inches and some demos there as well. Just released October 20th on Extra Mile Records. If you don't have that those first two Mineral records, and especially that very first Mineral record in your collection, then you're missing out there. So pick up that complete collection there and enjoy the emo revival with the original, well, you know, second wave, whatever, bands that really built that sound up. And then we ended there with a new band called Chumped, a band out of Brooklyn, New York. That is on the band's new album, Teenage Retirement, which comes out tomorrow, or, well, whenever you listen to it, November 18th on Anchorless Records. The song I played there was called Name That Thing. The band is currently out on tour. I know they're playing somewhere in the Midwest tonight. Sadly, I have missed them. When I'm on one side of the country, they're on the other. So I have not yet seen that band, but I very much look forward to seeing them. They remind me of Sarge, one of my favorites of all time. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. I don't go out hunting for music or try to make a podcast with a theme or anything like that. I just get new music every week, and then I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. But hopefully I make good choices, get good music, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. As I said, I've still got 4 more songs to play. We better hurry along here. Let's play something from Boy Racer. This song is called Second Wave Mod. There's a difference between what you want and what you need, and there's a difference between what you ask for, what you get, 'cause you don't make this easy for me. Don't make this easy for me. I saw you downtown with your new friends, your new threads. It's not his fault, I know. I'm sure it's okay. It's just I'm pissed with you, 'cause you don't make this easy for me.
brother yesterday. He told me that you'd moved away. You got a job out west, well, well, baby, I'm sure it's for the best, cause you don't make this easy for me. Don't make this easy for me.
Just a wonderful little Lemon Heads There cover from one of my favorite new bands, Color Me Wednesday, a band out of London. That song is Down About It, as I said, a Lemon Heads cover. And that is available from the band on a new Rarities release, which is kind of a pseudo-release. They're passing it out to fans who have supported them in the past, bought merch and the like. Three-song little digital-only thing there, self-released, and I'm very happy to have picked that up. Before that, we heard from Hula Boy with the song X's and Enemies. That is on the new 7-inch, He's Making Violent Love to Me, Mother. And if you don't know where that quote's from, well, we're probably not going to be friends. That is out on the Emotional Response label, came out July 1st, I think. That is the project of Eric Stowes of Hula Hoop and many other bands, and Stuart Anderson of many bands such as Boy Racer. That came out on, as I said, Emotional Response, which is Jen and Stu's record label. And I think they're based out of Flagstaff now, but of course, who knows where Eric Stowes and wherever you want to, you know, ascribe Stuart Anderson to being from, because Flagstaff is not that answer. Anyway, before that, we did hear from Boy Racer, oddly enough, second wave mod from the Pete Shelley EP, four-song EP, 7-inch, plus two more songs you can download with a download code, out on Emotional Response back July 9th, I think. And again, that is the project of Stuart Anderson. I got both of those 7-inches together and was happy to have them, and they are just beautiful. If you buy the actual 7-inches, great art, great colored vinyl, a lot of fun. All right, well, I'm about out of time here, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 301. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, not a lot I'm going to be around for. As I said earlier, I'm currently out on the road right now in Chesapeake, Virginia, but only for one more night, and then I move on. Looking forward next week, and I will be catching Sally Ford with Crooked Fingers and the Kids on the 21st at the Record Bar. On the 22nd, the Dead Girls play the Replay, and that's one of their last shows. I guess they're breaking up. I don't know the details, but I saw something that said only three more shows. Johnny Marr is playing the 26th at the Midland. The 27th, Harmar Superstar playing at the Record Bar with Pizza Underground. The 28th, In the Pines reunion show at the Record Bar. Sad I'm going to miss that one. The 30th, Runaway Sons are playing at the Riot Room. They're with, a lot of other bands, and it's a benefit for a local tattoo artist, part of the scene, who has just been diagnosed with some ugly flavor of cancer. And she's currently 7 months pregnant, so she's dealing with a lot of things right now. It's a benefit to help her out, because as you can guess, tattoo artists, not a lot of health coverage. So hopefully Obamacare took care of there and she didn't elect to pay the penalty instead. Looking way forward, on the 8th, Exit Verse is playing at Great Scott down in Boston. I'll be back for that show. The 19th, Speedy Ortiz and Lemuria are playing at Great Scott. I'm really going to try to make it to that show, even though it requires me to stay in town an extra night. How can you miss that one? And then I'm looking all the way out into January 17th at the Brighton Music Hall, seeing Vaseline's, because I've never seen them, and what a band, right? Not much has popped up on the website new. I caught Sally Ford, Crooked Fingers, and the Kids on the 12th at Great Scott, and there are photos and video of that up on the website. And then I guess the week before, caught, Empty Moon, which is the new project from Brendan, 4th of July's Brendan Hangour, with Matt Shore and Rev Gusto opening. So there's pics and videos and an account of that show up there as well. So anyway, let's wrap things up here. I've got something good for you here. We're going to end things off with a track by Desert Shore. This song is called Crosstown 7. That's on the band's new album, Migrations of Glass. It came out August 19th of this year. On Dark Hand Records, I think is the name of it. A band based out of San Francisco, California. Two folks from Sun Kill Moon, and I think both of them were probably actually in Red House Painters as well. At least one of them was. They released an album not long ago with Mark Kozelek joining them, which was basically a Sun Kill Moon album, but under a different name, I suppose. This one definitely feels like a Desert Shore album, though. It doesn't feel like in anything that you've heard from their previous bands. It's a very interesting album. Some tracks are great. Some tracks kind of lull me. The one I'm going to play here feels a lot like Aloha, if you remember that band with their kind of jazzy and indie and just so many good things happening. So we're going to end things there. Thank you very much for listening. This is Desert Shore with Crosstown 7.